South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers has just returned from a trip to Thailand as he was leading a trade delegation there, and he joins us now to tell us all about it. And first of all, Commissioner, I have to commend you for taking a trip like this. I mean, first of all, just the trip itself has to be pretty exhausting. How long did it take you to get there?
Let's see. I can remember coming home. I think it was between 25 and 26 hours.
Wow.
And but, you know, nice accommodations. Flew on several foreign airlines that were all very nice to have their service level pretty nice. So, and it's a long way away. It's 12 hours difference from good old South Carolina. So I had to manage that communication with staff and family. So,
right. How was the jet lag?
Yeah, I noticed it when I got back for sure. A couple of days waking up at 3 in the morning and kind of ready to go, and then having to take a couple of days to get back into a normal schedule.
Yeah. So NASDA, you were heading up this this event for NASDA, the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. Tell us about that. What led up to you leading this delegation?
NASDA is basically contracted with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to work in emerging markets. They have something called EMP. Emerging Markets Program, and countries like Thailand, Vietnam, Kenya, I think is later this year. We're sending a delegation. I think there were four of us, commissioners plus staff, and we go to those markets and we have, like we did in Thailand, meetings with government officials and business, private industry, to find out what is necessary to increase trade between our countries. And that's why we were there, and that's what we were focused on.
Tell us about some of the things that you discussed, first of all, with Thailand. What were some of the topics on the table?
Well, we met with their Department of Agriculture, various officials within that, up to not the Minister of Agriculture, but the Director General. I think he's number two in the department. Talking about some of the common challenges that we have of getting opportunities for farmers. We talked about sustainability. That seems to be the focus worldwide. We talked about new technologies. And then we just focused on what will it take to increase trade between our countries. We do not have a free trade agreement with Thailand. So there are tariffs in place for various reasons, some of which are protection tariffs to protect their domestic production. Some of them are just more political in nature. When the United States left the Trans-Pacific Partnership, that affected our trade relation with Thailand. So the purpose of our discussions, for the most part, was how do we remove some of these barriers? What are the specific opportunities that would benefit American farmers to sell into Thailand? And we found that it would focus, for the most part, on feed ingredients. They process a lot of poultry and pork and seafood, but they don't have enough ingredients grown in, of their own to feed those animals.
I see.
So that would be one of the first areas of focus. But we have then we have to realize we compete with Europe, and we compete with Brazil, and we compete with Australia. And so it's a very competitive environment. But the reason for focusing on Thailand in this case, it is very much a growing economy. I think 90 million people, quite a lot of them live right there in Bangkok. That's probably the largest city I've ever been in. So our discussions with the Department of Agriculture focused on some of our common challenges and some of the ways we need to, the messages we need to bring home to our policymakers as to how we can influence those policies to increase trade for American agricultural products.
So this trip sounds like it was foundational, sort of laying some of the groundwork to begin some of those more detailed discussions down the road. Would that be fair to say?
That is very accurate, and especially after the pause of COVID, mm-hmm. where a lot of these face-to-face meetings never happened. So getting back across the table, getting them to see that, and the reason we took four folks from different parts of the country, we each talked about our particular part of mm-hmm. agriculture, so that other countries don't think of the United States as one just big farming enterprise, in that the
right.
Midwest is different from the Southeast, and that's different from the Southwest, which is different from the Northwest. So
right.
those are pretty obvious things. But to people halfway around the world, they don't realize how we specialize in different products and how our port access is very different, whether you're in the interior of the country or whether you're like we are, an hour from the, you know, right on the coast. So we tried to point out that the United States wants to be and can be and is a very reliable supplier, very much sustainability-minded, quality ingredients with quality control and inspection services second
mm-hmm.
to none.
Mm-hmm.
So we were there to give them that message, to reinforce it, and then look forward to, again, how do we go about getting some of these barriers addressed?
Commissioner, finally, could you touch on some of the highlights that you saw while you were there, some of the things that you were able to experience?
Well, we got out on a river cruise around Bangkok once, and we stopped at some of the temples, and mm-hmm. It is a different lifestyle, how focused they are on the temples and what they look to for that to mean in their lives. It's different mm-hmm. than what we might have as the normal in the
right.
United States. But the thing about it, they're very accommodating people, very just pleasant to be around. Of course, they know that tourism is one of their biggest industries. We were not tourists, but they know, just like we do in South Carolina, that tourism really adds to our economy. But I told them that I had an advantage over all of them in that our next-door neighbor at home, she is Thai. And
oh.
we've known her for 40 years and have a great perspective on the people of Thailand by way of our neighbor.
How
and,
about that?
Of course, they all wanted to eat Thai food, and I said I'd been eating good Thai food for 30 years from my neighbors, so I had the advantage on them in that regard. But very impressed, again, with the professionalism of the government people. Very impressed with the business acumen and the business strategies and thinking ahead by the companies we met with. We met with some very substantial companies, the leadership of those companies, and they really are quite the foundation of the Thai economy. So, again, very impressed with the people, impressed with the differences from the United States. Made me appreciate home even more. But glad I went, and it's good to be home.
Well, it sounds like a successful trip overall, and like you said, some real potential there.
That's right. That's why we call it emerging markets. You know, you go to those markets that have that potential for us in the next 5 to 10 years of increasing trade from the United States. That's why we were there.
Well, congratulations on a great trip, but most of all, welcome back home, Commissioner. Good to have you, and thank you for sharing your experiences, and we'll look forward to seeing what comes of this trip. Sounds like we could start to hear some news in the not-too-distant future about how that market is opening up to the United States more and more, and we can give you a pat on the back to say thank you for getting it started. Really appreciate that.
It's a privilege to be asked to do these things and go and represent your country. And that is a responsibility that I don't take lightly, and neither did any of my colleagues.
With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.